said they were going to have Newt He-Man toys, Triclops. He has one eye is like a triangle, and Manny Faces, and Robot Bird. And Ryan said, what? Zor, Robot Bird. And Ryan said they're going to be on next spring. They're going to be selling them next spring. That's all I remember is that he, then Russell, that's all I remember is that he said maybe next summer or next spring. I told Ross to make Mommy promise that she'd leave his He-Man toys out. And I said, do you think she'll promise? He said, I certainly hope so. And then I'll cry to death. In other words, if not, if she doesn't do it, I'll cry to death.
I was talking to Dad on the phone, and he said, and here comes Mom saying goodbye, which means that don't hang up, wait for Mother. She's coming right now, and she'll say goodbye. And then I was supposed to say goodbye last and hang it up, which I did.
I asked Ross if he knew what bowling is, and he said, yeah, just go down and roll the ball at the pins.
The things.
And then he said, Ross is a big boy. He knows a lot of things. He said, yeah, you know why? Because Jim made us practice. If only they had taught him about bowling in his preschool.
It was fun.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you really have a game?
Mm-hmm. Mm. It was only up in the
last game. I see.
And there's a
heavy bowling
ball. It's not a real bowling ball.
Mm-hmm.
And
red
little things on it.
Hmm. How many kids can play?
One at a time.
I see.
Mm-hmm. There's only one ball.
And what else can you do up in the rec room?
Lots of things.
Like?
Like what?
Well, do you remember?
Yeah.
Tell me, because I've never been up there.
See
if I went there.
Pony.
What?
See the pony.
The pony?
What do you do on the pony?
Don't be sleeping in the black square. And then they stretch and stretch, and then they jump, and they get out the door, and hop around. And then when it's nighttime, they get there and they cuddle up again. And they keep on going again until the teacher says it's time to stop.
Hmm. How do you cuddle up with Pony?
Oh,
no. Is that a little farm?
No.
No.
No farm there.
No farm there. It's a nice one. But, yeah. You do that, and you pretend that you're sleeping with a pony?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like what? And then can you ride on the pony?
No. You just pretend that
a
pony
can
ride
a
pony.
Oh! I see what they
You're
say.
The pony.
You're the pony. Oh, there's no toys, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all pretend play.
Mm-hmm.
What other kinds of things do you do like
that? Ponies are not real. Mm-hmm. We do the three bears.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How does that work?
So, first they're sleeping, and the first bear, no, they're in their house eating, and the dad is hot, the mother has before her food a layer.
Mm-hmm. Too cold.
Yeah, and the Teddy bears and stuff, right? And then they go off the rock, and they see, and they're so hungry again, they get so hungry that they find a honey tree, and then they climb up it. And Papa Bear got a lot of honey, and the Mother Bear got regular size of honey, and the Baby Bear just had a little honey.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got cold, and they go and they go down the tree like that.
Mm-hmm.
The grandpa said, the grandpa said, I'll slide down from the side of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
The big dad says, I'll jump. And then he jumps.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mother bear says, I'll slide down the tree. Mm-hmm. And the baby bear is real smart. And he says, well, we'll climb down on every branch.
Mm-hmm.
I'll climb down on every branch.
That was
more. Very interesting. And then how does it end?
That's all.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, what about Goldilocks?
That isn't the real Blue Bear.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's a different one.
Hmm. Which one do you like best?
The different one?
Mm-hmm. It seems more fun.
I like the different one.
It's more fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
I like the different one, too.
The new one.
I like the new one, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They won't go on the paper, I think. I like the new one. Because nobody knows about it. Mm-hmm. I like the new one and the old one.
Well, the old one is traditional.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people have been doing it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard to change.
Mm-hmm.
But the new one is fun to play.
Mm-hmm. I like the new one.
Yeah, Marky likes the new one. Do you play that game too, Mark, up in the rec room?
Yeah. No, yeah.
Does Marky's class come with yours?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So you never get to go in the rec room with Mark, do you?
Mm.
Never.
I know.
Well, let's ask Mark what he does.
Only if the whole group goes up.
Well, when does that happen?
If we're going to be in a circle.
Mm-hmm. Have a special talk?
Mm-hmm. If we're going to do bring them around the rosary, they might come up.
Mm-hmm. Or?
And stuff again.
Mm-hmm.
All of them will only come up to teach to decide what the kids are going to do.
Well, do they ever get you all together if you've been very bad?
Long ago.
Do you ever think the kids?
They make us sit on a chair. Where if we're up in the rec room and mm-hmm. we're bad,
mm-hmm.
they make us sit out with a teacher.
They do?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Does that happen very often?
And when we sit out with a teacher, sometimes the kids complain.
I see. Well, are very many kids bad?
Mimosa is.
And who else?
Daddy's not too bad. He only talks at last time. He's very
annoying. And who else is bad?
Hmm.
How about Ayana?
Uh-uh.
Pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
Is Ben bad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's one of the bad kids.
What?
Not
real bad. Not real.
How about Ryan and Brian?
They're not
No, I'm bad. How about Maria Lane? Did she ever get banned?
No. She only complained about
spiders. Complains about spiders.
No.
You think the spider will drop down on your plate?
Mm-hmm.
No. It's not scary spider. Regular type. It doesn't hurt.
House
spider. Call it a pet spider.
Take it outside. Is that apple juice? I mean grape juice.
No, it's wine. Would you like some?
I want juice.
I'd like a piece of chicken, Ross.
I want juice.
How about some chicken and some milk?
Some apple juice.
Apple juice?
Yes.
Is it with chicken?
I want juice.
Just one piece of chicken and then you can have apple.
Didn't he have a piece?
I want
juice. Yeah,
they
want more.
No, I don't want more.
Okay.
I want new stuff.
Just keep the lettuce, Ross.
You don't have to have
it,
you don't want.
I want juice.
Okay, sign me up, boy.
I had a nibble of that. I told Ross that Martha said when you put the juice in the glass, it makes the juice round. And I said, Ross, had Martha ever said that? Had you ever said that before? And he said, no. And I said, why not? And he said, because I didn't want to bother you. I told Ross that Ross said we could call Grandma tomorrow. And I said, well, why don't we call her now? And he said, of course, most people don't go to bed yet, do they? Another phrase he tells Slab is, how should I know? He says that all the time. How should I know? Ross showed me a marking pen and said, hey, and Dad, when this begins to soak out, all you have to do is put water on it and then it will go black again. In other words, if it begins to dry up, you can get it to flow again by putting water on it. I said, Dad, I did one of those little things, you know, you do for treasure. And I said, what? You mean a map? And he said, no, no. And I said, oh, you mean a shovel? And he said, no, no. And he said, no, one of those things you have to do, those little lines you have to do with your finger to get to the center. And he said, mazes. So he said it himself. And I never found the word. Very good, Russ.
See, you have to go next.
Yeah, uh-huh. And you go all around?
Yeah, that's base for the bad guys, so he can't shoot.
That's home base?
Yeah, so none of the bad guys can get you.
Great. That makes it more interesting, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Good. Ross said, I tricked Ross into doing something. He said, okay, no more Mr. Nice Guy. This is a phrase he's learned from TV, of course.
I think I need fresh air.
Why do you need fresh air?
I want
to feel warm. Oh, really? You want a little fresh air? Why do you feel warm? Ross and Mark were drinking their tea, and Ross called the little saucer of, Mark called the little saucer a plate, and I said, Ross, it's called a, you know what it's called? He didn't know. I said, it's a saucer. And he said, oh yeah, because it's round like a full flying saucer. Ross said, I'm going to tell you a joke. You know what flying saucers put their cups on when they're finished drinking? You should say, anyway, he said, a saucer. That's the answer. Ross said that he might throw up. He said, maybe I might. He said, don't pick me up too rough because my tummy's too full. And I said, you feel like you're going to throw up? And he said, maybe I might because my tummy is too full. Note the deletion of the verb. So maybe I might throw up. I said, maybe I might. Here we go, right? Ross is listening to Abbott Costello and came in and said, you know what?
Yeah.
Abbott said, I must be brave, I must be strong. And then some Indians came and took away his what?
Okay.
And something took away something from him and he said, I must be nuts. He's watching some Abbott Costello Wild West movie. And Ross said, at first you won't think this is funny, but yeah.
At the end you'll think it will be funny.
Okay.
Well, first the two cowboys found a man dead, but and they told Abbott that he killed that man, but he said, no, I shot over there. He fell down here. And then he said, so who cares? No. Then he says, the cowboy says, but he's dead. And then another cowboy says, so who cares?
So what did they do to him? Did they take him away? They're not going to hurt him? Good.
Abbott said he might spill drink on the dead man, and then the sheriff said why did he gun by him?
Gun him down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he said, I think I just dropped a bottle on my head.
I don't understand. Do you understand?
The second one that was funny, there was Abbott said in the part, he said, I am. And they said, who cares? And he said, I do.
I do. What, yeah. He shot the dead man?
No, he wished that everybody didn't think he did.
Okay, now you're missing good jokes. I can't make any sense out of those last two jokes, by the way.
I told Mary that she had been encouraging Mark to paint himself up like a vampire, and Ross said, no, it was my idea, not hers. Whose idea was it really? Think so? That was Mark. I asked Ross called me up. I guess he got Mary's help to do that. And I was down at work today on the 24th. And I said, did you have anything to say? And Ross said, no. And I said, why did you call? And he said, remember, it was Mom who called you, not me. Ross has been playing this game with me. He's teasing me about his picture. Yes, he was. And he came up, and I said, please don't rip. And he said, I'm going to. And I said, okay, go ahead, do it, and see if I care. And he ripped it just to call my bluff. And then he said, next time somebody tells me to do something, I'm going to do it. Was it right what you did?
Well, how should I have known?
What do you mean, how should you have known? You should use your head and think if it was a good idea.
You would
see
me, huh?
Brain.
Yeah, but I didn't think you would do what you were teasing. So
daddies always tease their boys. Rossi drew a picture of E.T. and his tree, how he hid and got trapped near the giant moth, and so on, and how there was a wizard, and Ross said, hey Dad, would you like this in your room? And I said, sure, at school or at home? And he said, at school. And so you can tell people,
Dad,
that your son gave it to you. Yeah?
Tell them about this and tell them that I told them that I gave it to you.
Okay. Where do you want me to put these up?
Right,
on my door?
Right on your door.
Okay.
On your door.
Take them to work and I'll tell them that my son made them for me, okay?
Okay.
Now, what are we going to do next?
I don't know.
Maybe some reading. We haven't done reading for a long time. We could try to learn how to work on a book.
What do you think that Mikey can take that one?
I see. I told Ross that I wanted Mark to be on his my side. He said, no, he can be on both of our sides. When one person jumps one and then he jumps the other, then he can take that one. Isn't that right, Russ?
Those two.
He can take those two, whatever Russ said there on the recording.
Right. No. Mm-hmm. I go first.
Okay.
Black
goes
first.
Okay.
I don't need this.
Yeah, just move this over here. What is that? That's a little pelican?
No, it's a little,
minor bird?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
okay. Okay, my turn now. I'm gonna go like this. Okay, this
one. Hey, you can't jump me.
I can, watch. Ready?
No, I said cut him off.
You keep, those are Rossi's. You keep Rossi's and here's mine. You keep mine, okay? Ready? Okay, I'm gonna jump, gotta jump you now.
Oh! Very bad boy.
Yeah. Very sneaky. Nope. No, you can't do that, Ross.
Why? Yeah.
After you jump, you only move what you move, and you have to jump again if you want to move again. You just jump over him. That's it. That's all you can do. You can't go any further.
Why?
Because that's the way they play it.
Maybe he can get over here.
That's next turn. You can do that next turn. But you won't have a next turn because I'm going to cheat and jump you. Not going to cheat, but I'm going to be sneaky. Watch this. Mm-hmm. One jump, two jumps. See?
Yeah. So?
There's a sneaky way to make me, to get me. I'm not going to tell you. No, you can't do that. That's not a possible move. You can't move backwards.
Can you tell me?
You can't move backwards until you're a queen.
Oh, yeah. A king.
A king.
You're queens now.
Yeah, right. Okay, go ahead. I'm not going to give you any help.
The kings and the queens.
Let me give you a little help. You can put this guy here.
Oh no, then you